USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Goes out to serve his city, and his life is taken. How do you explain that? How do you justify it?
Criminal elements in our society continue to attack and kill police officers in America. Six officers were the victims of gun violence over the past 2 days. In Houston, Texas, an illegal immigrant shot and killed an officer before fleeing to Mexico. And three more HPD officers were hospitalized Thursday in a dramatic shootout. Two more police officers were shot Wednesday afternoon in St. Louis, Missouri. Also, a Milwaukee sheriff's deputy was shot several times during a traffic stop on the same day. This as New York City buries two of its finest Friday. Big Apple residents on Fox News come out to pay their respects.
For such two young people, it's terrible.
They do so much work for the city and put their lives at risk every day when they're on the job.
I get a little overwhelmed because he's so young. That could be my child, anyone's child.
USA Radio News.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
An earthquake rocks Tonga.
Less than 2 weeks after an underwater volcano explosion cut off communications on the island of Tonga, a powerful 6.2 magnitude earthquake struck off the coast of the island again. The quake hit in the ocean about 130 miles northwest of Tonga. There were no reports of any injuries or damage to any of the populated islands that make up the whole Tonga region. The seismic activity came 12 days after a volcano erupted and produced a tsunami that caused widespread damage in Tonga and minor effects as far away as the U.S. West Coast. Many countries, including Australia, New Zealand, and Japan, have given aid to Tonga, such as clean drinking water, medical supplies, and food. Repairs to underwater fiber optic cables that were severed during the eruption may not be fixed until sometime next month. So far, three deaths have been blamed on the eruption and the tsunami that hit the islands following it.
Wendy King reporting for USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
In direct violation of law, the Biden administration is distributing hundreds, if not thousands, of single illegal immigrants throughout the United States under the cover of night. New York Republican lawmaker Nicole Malliotakis and Claudia Tenney on Fox News called out President Biden.
This is a complete aggravated dereliction of duty, which is why last night on Twitter I called for Joe Biden to be impeached and removed. His primary obligation as the commander-in-chief and the president of the United States is to enforce our laws, to live up to his oath, to enforce our border security, and also to tell the truth to the American people. Not doing anything about the fact that these migrants are coming in at the taxpayers' expense, not being vetted as far as we know. And when I visited the border back in March, I saw young children and all kinds of people being boarded on the planes, being shipped around the country at the taxpayers' expense. And our DFAS, our Defense Finance and Accounting Service employees, were asked to take leave, paid leave by the taxpayers to foster these people and to pay for these people to be relocated in central and upstate New York.
Look, aiding and abetting illegal immigration is a violation of the law, and you have it coming from the President of the United States. It's completely unacceptable. The Supreme Court ruled that he had to reinstate, remain in Mexico. He has clearly not done that.
Representative Malliotakis went on to say, in order to make the changes needed, Republicans must win back Congress in November to get the votes needed to fix the border crisis. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.